All right. Welcome to the Doc Washburn Show. We're so thankful that you have joined us on this, what is it, Tuesday morning, just after midnight. I'm doing this Doc Washburn Show. Can't talk about it right now, but had some great meetings today with Doc and some other parties, and we have some really, really good things coming down the pike. And, of course, Doc, they've already moved into a hotel because their house is totally dismantled. First, it was the studio. Now it's the whole house. But a couple of weeks, we're going to be hitting you every day with the Doc Washburn Show, hosted by Doc Washburn. So stay tuned for that. I'm just filling in for the Doc Washburn, for the one and only Doc Washburn. I am Donnie Copeland, your host here on the Doc Washburn Show. So thankful for you. Hope you had a wonderful Easter weekend. We had a fantastic weekend. Beautiful weather, record crowd in church. So it was good. I want to talk to you tonight about truth trumps lies. Truth trumps lies. And I want to talk to you about what I think is just so... there's an old saying about irony. It says, irony is hard to define. And there's an old saying that says, I can't define irony, but I know it when I see it. And I think about all the lies that the media tells, all the narratives that they set, and then these just totally and completely pathetic injustices that are going on with these multiple trials, which is all coordinated by that, by the way, and it's highly illegal, but the FBI's not going to do anything about that. They're too busy chasing down grandmothers and, them and the ATF kicking down the doors of Republican airport executives and executing them. So that's what they're doing. They're not taking out the real criminals that are the cartels, that are the these criminals running these injustice departments in these Democratic-controlled Marxist-controlled cities in America. And so it looked like what a few weeks ago. Trump was dead in the water. They had a $480 million, which is insane. I tried to look up Friedman, the FTX guy. I know he got a lengthy prison sentence, but I haven't heard what his fine is, but I wonder if it is anywhere near what Donald Trump's is. And here's the thing about Donald Trump's, and you've heard me, and I'm not going to take a lot of time on it, but Donald Trump is being basically persecuted, not prosecuted, persecuted for a victimless, and I'm using air quotes here, crime. There has been no crime. There won't be a crime because there's not a victim. No one has lost money. No one was injured. No one was even misled. But this is totally trumped up, no pun intended. But ironically, 2 years ago, Donald Trump started a social media company called Truth. And for now 7 years, going on 8 years, there's been this all-out attack on Donald Trump. Lie after lie after lie after lie. And don't you find it ironic that Donald Trump, when he needed the money the most, first it was $486 million he needed, and then the court actually reduced the amount that he needed by almost 75%, and he only needed $175 million cash or bond. And Donald Trump goes public, 3 days or yeah, the yeah, I think it was 3 or 4 days before he needed the money. And, you know, on day one, he got $5.5 billion valuation for the Truth Social stock that is traded on the ticker as DJT, as in Donald J. Trump. Now, here's the thing that is laughable. And I want the overarching message and program today to be about how truth always triumphs, trumps lies every time. Truth will overcome a lie, even though a lie can be, as the old saying goes, halfway around the world before truth can get its pants on in the morning. But at the end of the day, truth is powerful, and it has a way of overcoming lies. And so I have to give credit where credit is due. I don't know who it was, or I would say, but someone had a meme that says, isn't it ironic that Donald Trump is totally and completely attacked for almost 8 straight years with lies, and then they get him to the point where, okay, finally we can financially ruin him and charge him or fine him $486 million, which is ludicrous. That would go to the state of New York. And the company that bails out Donald Trump is a company that he created called Truth. That's and the meme, it's much smarter and better than what I described. But that got me to thinking. I thought, you know, but I've seen this over and over with Donald Trump. I've seen it when it looked like, man, he's done for. It's like every single time. And you've heard me talk about this on numerous occasions. But the latest lie that, and some of the, you know, lies are not always just bald-faced, flat-footed lies, even though they've told plenty of those. Sometimes lies are when you say something and leave out, excuse me, the intricate part of truth that goes with that assertion. And let me explain. You know, the media has just been, they were really down on Tuesday of last week when Donald Trump's stock, which started out at 46, and I think it climbed up to almost $60 a share. So it got up to almost $7 billion valuation for Donald Trump. Well, then the next few days, it dropped, I think, 6% one day, then it dropped 21% the next day. And so it's had a total overall drop of about 27%. And so it's like, oh, this, you know, this stock is, you know, yeah, he had on paper $6 billion, but now he's only down to $4 billion. It's like, okay, $4 billion, that's 10 times what these people tried to steal from him with this ludicrous fine. That's just should be, they should be criminalized. They should be arrested for what they're doing. But they won't, because they're Marxists and Democrats. And we all know that Marxists and Democrats don't ever get held accountable. Only Republicans and America First conservatives. And if you don't believe me, just ask the people that have been in jail now for, what, 1,400 days without even as little as a bail hearing, if you need to be convinced of that. Nonetheless, I digress. And that is, the latest lie told on Donald Trump is about the Truth stock. And so what they came out and said, and the lie is more of an omission. Because if you look at, I went today and I was reading some stories about some of these, what we would call high-profile IPOs, or initial public offerings. And these are you know, not stocks that are like tech stocks that are just run-of-the-mill, or maybe bio-type stocks or pharmaceutical stocks that are kind of the, like I said, run-of-the-mill. But these real high-profile, like Elon Musk and RocketX, are Tesla are like a, I'm trying to think of, you know, someone else that had a DeLorean way back in the day. So these very high profile people and stocks that they may be offering. This is not just happens occasionally. It always happens. There is very little, if any, exception to this. And these, what they call high profile IPOs, and that is where the principal, Elon Musk or Donald Trump, they're rock stars, so to speak, and they're very, very popular with a segment of society. And so there's a lot of buzz, there's a lot of, and then the investment bankers are creating a lot of that buzz, you know, and they're trying to get their institutional investors, big, you know, institutional, like pension funds and those type of things to buy up the stock. So, you know, because they make more money, the more, the better the stock does. So you've got, that happens on every stock where the investment bankers are out there selling it to their institutional investors and trying to pre-sell the stock. And so basically they're not just waiting on, you know, you and me to go in there and buy one or two shares, but they're wanting people to buy huge blocks, thousands, millions of shares at a time, these institutional investors. So all the selling that's going on ahead of time, then you add by the investment bankers, then you add, and that's just any stock, excuse me, then you add to that, you have someone as high profile. No one in the world, I would contend there's nobody in the world higher profile than Donald Trump. And so you add that to it, it's only natural that the stock that was, you know, they were pegging to be worth something around, you know, 30, 35 bucks is going to escalate. And it did, it almost doubled and it got up to almost 60 bucks. And I think some were saying it would settle down around 45, 47. In fact, that was even what they thought it might do on opening day, and it blew that out of the water. So yeah, it's come way down. And that affects Donald Trump's, you know, net worth on paper, obviously. And so, you know, he's only worth $4 billion more than he was, instead of $7 billion more than he was before this all started. But the big lie is that, and here's the lie they tell. They say, well, the reason the stock dropped is because it was discovered that Truth Social had only brought in $4 million on $54 million loss. So they only had income of $4 million and lost $54 million. And when that was discovered, the stock started dropping. That's bunk. And here's why that is bunk. Because when you file with the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, the Security Exchange Commission, not AN, you have to detail and you have to disclose all of that. So that is total, that's just a bald-faced, flat-footed lie. And here's the thing. You've got, what they didn't say is, A, that always happens to what they call high-profile or rockstar-type IPOs. So that always happens. And secondly, why didn't you juxtapose the $54 million loss on only $4 million for Donald Trump, Donald Trump's company, to pharmaceutical companies, to biotech companies, to internet, web design, web-based companies, AI companies that literally have, for 3 years, had zero revenue and had multi-million dollars and sometimes even billion-dollar losses. So a $54 million loss to a company valued at, what, you know, $10, $12 billion is peanuts. Now, that is not to say that Truth Social And I have my own opinion about Truth Social just by using it. I'm not a big user of it. I do use it on a daily basis. I prefer Twitter or X. I don't know that it has this huge longevity as a standalone social media company especially without Donald Trump. But as long as President Trump is a part of Truth Social, it's going to be successful. It's going to be successful in the stock market. When one reason is he has 80 million people, and not all those buy stocks, obviously, but he's got 80 million people both to use the service, the social media, the platform, and to buy the stock. So usually investment bankers don't underwrite a stock for IPO unless it can make the grade. And the grade that it was written upon and the worth of it is the brand Donald J. Trump. And so it's going to be there. Here's the other thing that they didn't bring out was that if this, I think it's for 20 days, if this stock can stay above $17, which is almost virtually, and I did cover this briefly the other day, but I'll reiterate it, is that if this stock stays above $17 for 20 straight days, then President Trump gets a multi-million share addition. It's just some kind of provision that he's got built in there. And so his income, you know, goes far, far higher. So it's very conceivable that President Trump could end up getting somewhere between 5 to 8 billion with a B dollars out of Truth Social. And then I think what happens with Truth Social, I don't see Truth Social over a long, long time. I think what President Trump ends up doing is selling Truth Social to Twitter or to someone else. Maybe Rumble is a better fit because they're kind of both in that same America First, total and complete truth. Twitter's a little more middle of the road and will still, or X, will still, muzzle people, where Rumble, Truth. So I can see Truth kind of folded in to Rumble, Gab maybe in there as well, even though it's not nearly as highly funded, but it's a company I really, really respect. So I'm not sitting here tonight advocating that Truth is this great social platform, and it's what I'm advocating for is this, that President Trump saw the worth of his brand. Even though he's made his money in real estate, he saw that he himself is the brand. He created this, and he's a social media phenomenon. So it makes sense for him to make a social media platform, and he calls it Truth, and it ends up financing the lies that have been told on him. Thus, Truth always trumps lies. And it's so super rich with irony. And so I wanted to get on here tonight, and I wanted to just bring that to your attention. Life is like that. Life has these, some call it karma. The Bible calls it sowing and reaping. And there's a lot of reaping for the Lieta James and the Alvin Braggs and the Fannie Willises and the Jack Smiths of the world. There's a lot of karma and reaping to come to these people. But here's the good news. When you have money, you can move mountains. When you have money, you can do things that other people just can't do. But when you've got money and truth on your side, folks, that is a powerful, powerful, powerful allies, not ally. And so I just think it is, again, I can't define irony very easily, but I sure know it when I see it. And that this social media company that Donald Trump began working on without Devin Nunes, what, 2 or 3 years ago, and it may have been a little longer than that, and now the timing is almost perfect. And I don't think that's an accident. And that's, my friend, is why when they say Donald Trump's playing chess, 3D chess, when everybody else is playing checkers, I don't know how many times you have to see it. I don't know how many times it has to happen. I don't know how many times he has to do this over and over again. So, oh, well, he's just super lucky. He's just super fortunate. No, no, no. This man has the uncanny ability to plan, to implement, to take the profit from something and move on. And the left just, they don't know what to do with him. They can't handle him. He's won 2 elections. I'm looking forward to him to win a 3rd one in November. And this time actually get to take his rightful place in the White House. And so don't forget, we are brought to you tonight by Red River Auto, redriverauto.com. Also, Purpose Media Publishing, purposemediapublishing.com. And so we would love to publish your book if you're thinking about writing. And if you're looking for a car, it is redriverauto.com. I want to thank you again for taking the time to be with us this evening. So excited about some really, really awesome things that are coming down the pike. And Doc reminded me, said, man, don't mention anything. We're not quite ready to mention anything. And I wanted to so bad, but I knew better. But I can just tell you, we've got some great things coming, and be looking for them. Keep your head up, because I think November is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time. And check out the Medicare Fundcast by Brian Kulis. You can get Medicare education while also getting some great cultural music entertainment through Brian Kulis, our host on the Medicare Fundcast. And then pick up the Red Pill Sports Podcast. And it is about all about sports, but from a right of center angle, America First, MAGA angle. And tonight I'm going to be doing a podcast about Jason Whitlock, one of the most perfect takes on the women's Elite Eight that I've ever heard. And so very rarely have I ever done a show about a show. But, excuse me. But I am going to do that tonight, and would love to have you on there. That is the Red Pill Sports Podcast and the Medicare Fundcast. This is Donnie Copeland for Doc Washburn, and I want to thank you so much, and a special thank you to everybody that donates to the show, to the people that support our sponsors. Thank you, every one of you that give on Patreon. We appreciate you so, so very much. Have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you here in just a few days. Take care, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.